foreign policy considerations have made it seem like Buchanan and George W. Bush are light years apart. Indeed, Buchanan's isolationism and harsh views on Israel have earned him a strange new respect from some on both the left and the right. But it should be remembered that Buchanan was the first compassionate conservative. "I may charge him with plagiarism," Buchanan complained when asked his opinion of George W. Bush's slogan. Now, Bush's compassionate conservatism differs dramatically in key respects. Buchanan is an immigration restrictionist horrified by the influx of Hispanics into the United States. Bush is famously pro-immigration, arguing that family values don't end at the Rio Grande. Bush is a free trader, a tax cutter, and a moderate on affirmative action. He is eager to bring minorities into the GOP fold. Also, unlike Buchanan, he is an internationalist foreign policy hawk with deep sympathy for Israel. But there is a real commonality between them. First, Bush's politics likewise represents a kind of capitulation to a social base. Bush is a representative of red state America in much the way Bill Clinton and more acutely John Kerry represent blue state America. In many respects, Bushism is merely a concession to reality. In a polarized political culture, presidents must choose sides to get elected. But such pragmatic concessions do not erase the fact that a politics based on taking care of a constituency with trinkets from the public fisc does profound violence to conservative principles. Second, both men are products of a new progressive spirit in American politics. After the fall of the Berlin Wall, liberals believed that the demise of national security as a defining issue would allow them to revive the progressive agenda. They hoped to invest the peace dividend in all manner of third-way schemes, including neo-corporatist public-private partnerships, emulating the more enlightened industrial policies of Europe and Japan. Bill Clinton borrowed liberally from Kennedy and FDR, melding populist rhetoric, putting people first, with the new politics themes of the Kennedy era. The climax of all this was Hillary Clinton's attempt to take over American health care, which in turn released largely libertarian antibodies in the form of the Contract with America and the, alas, short-lived Gingrich Revolution. Some very welcome policies and even more encouraging rhetoric, such as welfare reform and Bill Clinton's January 1996 declaration that the era of big government is over, emerged from this tension. But soon enough, the libertarian fever broke when the public sided with President Clinton over the ill-fated government shutdown launched by Newt Gingrich. Gingrich himself, who tried to scuttle various cabinet agencies, was at the same time proclaiming that his speakership represented the dawn of a new progressive era, and he has always spoken fondly of earlier generations of liberals.